The time in which we are living, the reality of the matter is, regardless of what a person pursues, every person is searching for some degree of respect and recognition. The phrase might differ, the manifestation might differ, but the common thread that binds every person who is trying to promote himself by virtue of business, by virtue of a skill or anything else, is definitely to gain some degree of respect and momentum in the eyes of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةَ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. People are searching for respect by different individuals, different organizations, different movements. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept respect exclusively by himself. There is an incident mentioned in Ibn Kathir under the tafsir of Surah Al-Luqman, that some people came to the great giant Luqman alayhi salatu wassalam, and one particular person started interviewing him. So you know, when you conduct an interview with a celebrity, you want to conduct an interview with a giant, a man prominent in media, a man prominent in the sporting arena. Somebody conducted an interview with Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salam. He looked at him and said, Anta Luqman? Are you the Luqman the wise? He said, yes indeed. Yes indeed. Anta Abdu Bani Fulan? Are you the slave of a particular tribe? Yes, without doubt. Anta Ra'il Ghanam? Part of your profile is that you've remained a shepherd for a period of time. Without doubt. Anta Al-Aswad? The narration is Ibn Kathir. Are you the dark-skinned person? He said, Amma Sawadi Fadahir. You can look at my complexion, and yes, indeed, I have African origin and I am dark-skinned. Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam answered. Luqman alayhi salam said, brother, get to the point. Malladhi yu'jibuka min amri. What about me impresses you or depresses you? What about me impresses you or depresses you? He said, وَطْعُ النَّاسِ بِصَاطَكْ وَغَشْيُهُمْ بَابَكْ وَرِضَاهُمْ بِقَوْلِكْ. You lack what it takes to make a man a celebrity. You lack what it takes to make a man a hero. Yet the masses are flocking at your door in the multitudes. وَطْعُ النَّاسِ بِصَاطَكْ. People are descending at your door in the thousands. وَغَشْيُهُمْ بَابَكْ. And they swarm you. There is an ocean of people around you. وَرِضَاهُمْ بِقَوْلِكْ. And we have to impose our advisors on others and let people die to comply with you. What's the secret? He said, إِن صَغَيْتَ إِلَى مَا أَقُولْ كُنْتَ كَذَلِكْ. Oh my young boy, listen to what I have to tell you, and without desiring it, Allah will give you the same fame and recognition. إِن صَغَيْتَ إِلَى مَا أَقُولْ كُنْتَ كَذَلِكْ. Saga in Arabic means to listen attentively. The narration of Tirmidhi, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Kayfa an'um? How can I sit and immerse myself in the luxuries of this world when the angel has taken the trumpet and placed it in his mouth? Wa asgha sam'ahu. And he has stretched an attentive ear waiting for Allah to signal that he must blow this trumpet, not the vuvuzela, the trumpet. وَأَصْغَى سَمْعَهُ. Today our minds are very programmed by what is around us. It's very programmed. That might be a bit of humor, but it's a reality. I was teaching some children in an institution, in a regular maktab, and then a simple word appeared in the history book, substitute. So it was a class 2, class 3. I said, boys, you know what does substitute mean? Well, now I know when one player goes off the field, you call a substitute on. I said, you're right, but that's not the only meaning of substitute. I'm saying the mind, the vision, the thought, the expression has become exclusively sports. And I'm not here to condemn or anything. I'm talking of how our minds have been programmed.